if we just neglect the emotions of the mind and think I should act simply as a soul, is that we are being impersonalist? Because the personality right now is a composite of the body, mind, soul. Yeah. Definitely. If somebody is sick and say somebody else goes to them, you know, I love your soul but I don't care for your body. That won't work. If somebody is sick, we have to help them at the level of the body also. There are incidents when Srila Prabhupada himself was very caring. As one time when Prabhupada was receiving Guru Puja in Mayapur with hundreds of devotees coming and offering flowers, one devotee came limping. And Prabhupada actually went to him, called him and asked him what happened. And Prabhupada prescribed some kind of medicine which he could make at home and apply. And so Prabhupada was scared. Prabhupada cared for the body, mind and soul, a complete unit. So we, now when we talk about being personalists, there's always a difficult question that how much of our present personality is coming from the soul's personality and how much is present as a conditioned personality. But it really doesn't matter at this stage, because whatever personality we have right now, that is the personality with which we are going to serve Krishna. Recently I was asked this question that if pure devotees are beyond the modes, then where does their nature come from? Is their present nature of pure devotee the soul's nature, their soul nature, or is it the nature of their body mind? So I said, when pure devotee has transcended the modes, that transcending is in terms of intention. That the moods don't determine the desires of a pure devotee. But the body and the mind is the tool with which the pure devotee want to execute the desire. So, a devotee may desire to speak about Krishna. That desire is not affected by the moods. I am talking about pure devotee. But how the devotee speaks about Krishna will naturally be affected by the body mind that they have. When Srila Prabhupada was in Mumbai, a prominent Hindu leader who was from South India. He was a Hindu leader. So he came and met Prabhupada. He was a Hindu Mahasa, political leader, one of. Swamiji, he says, you pronounce Sanskrit in a very Bengali way. So Prabhupada says, what can I do? I'm from Bengal. So now, Prabhupada is speaking Krishna's message. But obviously, that Krishna's message, when he is speaking it, it is going to come through his body. So, now we say that Prabhupada said that Krishna wrote my books. Krishna wrote the books. Yes, he said, but does that mean that Prabhupada did not write the books? And if only Krishna wrote the books, then Prabhupada could have put Krishna as the author of the books. Prabhupada put his name as author of the books. So that means that there is a dynamic reciprocation between Krishna and Prabhupada. Krishna gave the message and Prabhupada expressed it. Otherwise, we would have the idea that through Prabhupada's books, we can know only about Krishna and nothing about Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada's personality is not there in the book at all. But if that were the case, then we can see Prabhupada's style of writing is very different from Bhaktisiddhanta's style of writing, which is very different from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's style of writing. And all of them we consider as pure devotees. And if Krishna has written through all of them, why are their writing styles different? Isn't it? It is because Krishna is, the intention is pure. They all want to glorify Krishna. But they all have a particular body mind through which they are expressing that intention. So, even with respect to pure devotees, we see their personality as pure in the sense that it is purely intended to serve Krishna. But it may not be pure exactly in terms, say, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was not known particularly as a very good musician. Where kirtans would be there, he would ask others to sing kirtans. Prabhupada's English pronunciation was not all that good. English grammar was not all that good. Sometimes. But that doesn't matter. Because his intention was to serve Krishna. So, we could see that this is just their lila. Krishna could have made them entirely perfect in every way. But Krishna chose to do it in a particular way. Whatever way we see it. But the point is that we respect and love them as they are right now. As they have manifested in this world. So, similarly, rather than worrying about whether a particular personality trait is spiritual or material, we understand this is the way I am and this is the way this person is. So then if I have to serve, then this is the tool with which I have to serve. If I have to work with this person, this is the tool with which I have to work with this person. So yes, acknowledging the kind of body and mind with its particular, you could say, quirks, with its particular idiosyncrasies, with its particular tendencies, that is actually being personal. Some devotees, yes, when they meet, they just like to hug each other. Some devotees, they just stay distant, don't hug me. They don't like to touch. Now, if I just try to touch and hug a devotee who doesn't like that, then I may say, I'm showing affection, but that devotee was, you are imposing, don't do this. So I have to customize. Now, so that way, I say, yes, it's being personal, acknowledging the body, mind, and the particular emotions that come from that, and then molding our actual execution of things accordingly. That's being personal. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.